Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 2, 14 to 18. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 to 18. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too shall be glad and rejoice with me. My theme for reflection is shine without the wine. Shine without the wine. If grumbling burnt calories, most of us would be marathon ready by lunchtime. Paul's words in Philippians 2, 14 to 18 cut through our everyday complaints. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, among whom you shine as lights in the world. The problem is not that life is hard, that is a given, but that murmuring becomes our default liturgy. Like Israel in the wilderness, we quietly accuse God of mismanagement and one another of incompetence. The result is a fog that dims our witness and frays our fellowship. Paul's antidote is not stoic silence, but spirit-shaped joy. Hold fast the word of life so that your life becomes a living argument for the gospel. God does not merely command a new tone, he gives a new heart. The Father names us his children. The Son pours himself out for us, and the Spirit indwells us to will and to work. This is why Paul can speak of being poured out as a drink offering and still rejoice. Gospel joy is pure resistant. It does not deny pain, prison, or pressure. It reinterprets them as occasions to illuminate Christ. When we refuse the easy currency of complaint and choose glad obedience, we contradict the crooked and twisted generation, not with superiority, but with radiance. Our known grumbling becomes evangelism in plain clothes, ordinary faithfulness that makes the word of life visible. As James Smith reminds us, you are what you love. And what we love is revealed not by slogans, but by habits, especially the ones that come out under stress. So today the call is refreshingly concrete. Trade muttering for thanksgiving, snipping for an intercession, fault finding for foot washing. Hold tight to the gospel so you can hold it out. Let your online posts, workplace conversations, and kitchen table talk be free of corrosive complaint and rich with the accent of heaven. This is not performative niceness, it is cruciform joy. And it is sustained not by sheer resolve, but by the Savior who was poured out for us and now pours his life into us until the day when Paul's labor and ours will not be in vain. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where does complaint most easily slip into my speech? And what does that reveal about what I love or fear? Number two, whom can I encourage this week by holding forth the word of life with gracious words and practical help? And now our practical exercise. Keep a simple, no grumble tally for the next 12 hours. Each time you catch a complaint, pause and replace it with one sentence of thanks to God and one sentence of constructive action you can take. end the day by reading Philippians 2, 14 to 16 aloud. Father, forgive our murmuring hearts and untame our tongues for praise. Lord Jesus, who poured yourself out for us, teach us to be poured out with joy. Holy Spirit, replace our reflex to complain with grateful obedience, that we may shine as lights and hold out the word of life. Make our communities blameless and bright to the glory and praise of God. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.